Okay,
how is the Cars movie? Can you guys go finish it?
Yay!
And listen.
Yay! You guys are so lucky.
Just be good to each other, okay? I'm going to do this with Lisa for 30 minutes, and then I'll come be a good mom.
And then mommy's going to play and make stuff with you and cook for you.
Love you guys.
Be a mom. It's not like she's been away in Paris for a week.
So no, it's not like... It's going to lock that door.
By the way, those were your kids, Cora and Collins. I don't know if you remember them, but that's who sat on your lap. Yeah.
I knew they seemed familiar. I couldn't quite place them, but I knew I had seen them from somewhere. Yeah.
Welcome to Your Mom.
Your Mom Podcast.
Your Mom's Podcast.
This isn't any podcast. This is your mother's podcast.
My mom's podcast.
Nah, dude, she's your mom.
With Ashley Addison and Lisa McCaffrey.
Your mom is a podcast.
Shut up, dude.
Your mom is back for more. And maybe this week's episode should be called Your Mother-in-Law. Your Mom-in-Law?
I'm officially going to be a mother-in-law.
You're
going to
be a mother-in-law. Lisa McCaffrey.
You're going to have
a daughter.
A 5'5", 100-pound, healthy, bouncing baby girl that we got.
Oh my goodness. Yes, let's not
probably the smallest baby I delivered though in real life. That was the
she's about
baby.
That size. Yeah.
She's the same size Dylan was when he was born.
This is okay. So this episode is gonna be we were gonna do all these different things, but the only thing that to me is important today to talk about is the fact that Lisa McCaffrey is going to have a daughter-in-law. I'm not sure, you know, I've been keeping up with TMZ and celebrity gossip. I know you're on vacation at your mom's house in Florida, but I started getting all of these,
say that out loud because I don't want the paparazzi here.
Oh, sorry. I apologize. Yeah. But I was getting all of these alerts that NFL star running back Christian McCaffrey proposes to his supermodel girlfriend, Olivia Culpo. And I will say, just first and foremost, congrats. Like, honestly, we're going to talk about some of the stories, but this is an exciting moment for your family, I'm sure. And I know there was probably a lot of buildup to it. So, and let me just also say, for those of you who have been living under a rock and maybe don't know Olivia, Christian McCaffrey is obviously Lisa's son, number two in the line of four. For those who don't know Olivia, she won Miss Universe in 2012. She's a huge influencer. I think over like 5 million followers on Instagram. She and her family have a TLC reality show called The Culpo Sisters. That's amazing. You should go check it out if you haven't watched it. And she's been on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, amongst many other things. So she is amazing. But I think the thing that probably is the most important to start off with is that for all the stuff that you see on social media, and we all know how beautiful she is, and I've gotten to know her a little bit, an amazing soul. And I think she is so real and so wonderful and so lighthearted and really good for Christian is what you have told me. So let's start out with that. Like tell me about your relationship with Olivia and kind of what's important for people to know about her.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So the weirdest thing, my friend and I were talking the other day. So Christian wasn't dating anyone. And we both said a couple years ago, obviously right before he started dating Olivia, we literally, you know how we talk about manifesting? Sat down and said, gosh, I really would like him to find a strong woman that's independent, that has a lot going on for herself, because he has a lot going on and it's hard and everything, and is a good person and somebody that's familiar a little bit with Christian's world and what he goes through and stuff, and you know, is willing to work with him with that. And literally she fell into his lap, not on his lap because they weren't married at the time,
fell into his DMs.
There was nothing. Yeah, they finally, now since they're engaged, they're allowed to hold hands.
So okay, good. Oh, that's exciting for
and
them.
Not be alone still, not until the marriage. But anyway, but it was really weird. We said all these things, and then all of a sudden, like, he started dating Olivia, and I didn't know her at first. And I'm like, okay, what's an influencer? Like, what's going on? I have no idea what all this is. You know, they were dating, and I did not know how serious. But then all of a sudden, lockdown hit, and she and her beautiful sister got locked down in our house for like 100 days. And that was when I really got to know her. And like, I got it. Like I fell in love with her, an amazing person. One of the hardest working women I've ever been around. And just as beautiful outside as she is inside. And I could not have asked for anyone better for my son to marry. And he's so happy. I don't know if you saw the pictures, but like the thing that made me so happy was looking at his face during the engagement photos that I'm like, those, now that's because Olivia and I make fun of him all the time. We're like, oh my gosh, he's like, has the worst smile. And you know, when you have all those, you're taking a bunch of pictures and you have that smile, he's trying to put on a smile. Not that he's not happy, but it's like, you know, he doesn't know the people and he's trying to make them happy, but
he has a great smile. You guys make fun of his for the camera smile. He has a great smile in real life, but his camera smile, you and Olivia give him a hard time.
We make fun. We're like, there's, what is he doing? He looks like constipated. What?
But he did not look constipated in those engagement photos.
Those pictures came across and I started crying looking at how happy he was and how happy she was. And it was, I had to hold this in for like 3 months prior. You don't, Ashley, do you have any idea how hard that was?
I actually don't, because I can't imagine.
Christian was like, I will cut you if you tell one person. You have no idea how, because I even told both, I've told my kids, like, this is the only thing as a boy that you'll be able to control is how you do it, make it special, you know, get, you know, think about the ring, what you want. It's like, this is the one part, your proposal. And then after that, they take off. And oh, has she taken off? Let's go. Let's get them in. This is going to be quite the wedding. So anyway, it's so exciting though. But yeah, so he was determined to surprise her first off. And they obviously have talked about it, but he was determined to surprise her and throw her off and do it. And he succeeded. And I was really proud of him. They had to, you know, jump through hoops to get it done. Cause you know, she's sort of keen on everything. And,
but it's hard to pull off a surprise in this day and age, I think.
It is so hard in this day and age. So anyway, so it was a secret. And I got to help him pick out the ring. So that was really fun. That was
I just want to, let's start with, when did Christian first tell you that he was going to propose? Because I'm sure there was a moment you guys had talked about it. I'm sure. But like, when was the moment that he said, Mom, this is going to happen?
It was after the season. I think it was in February. It was before the Super Bowl. So yeah, early February. He sent a text. So he's with her, mind you. And I'm like, you little, I said, insert whatever bad word you want. I'm like, what
is such a boy thing to do?
I think he goes, I'm thinking about asking Olivia. I'm like, what? First of all, it was vague. I couldn't respond back because she was with her. And it was just, I was like, I wanted to strangle him. I'm like, you can't do that to me. You know, he has no idea. And so that was it. And we weren't able to talk about it. And then there'd be little clips where I'd talk to him briefly. Finally, the one time we got to talk to him was right when the Super Bowl was starting. I was with a group of like 12 friends. We were in Aspen. We were having the best time. And he decides to call because he's finally alone that time. That's when he was alone. And I'm here in a group of all my best friends. And I'm like hiding in the corner. And the game was about to start too. And they're like, wait, where is she? Where is she? And Ed like her. And that's when we're talking about it. I'm like crying in the corner. And they're thinking I'm fighting with the kids. So, and then all of that, we discussed it and everything's great. I wasn't allowed to step up and tell everybody after that. I wasn't allowed to say, oh my gosh, because he swore me to secrecy. He was so paranoid the whole time, like crazy, crazy paranoid, but I get it. I absolutely get it. And it almost got blown several times, but it didn't achieve it. And I knew she was surprised because after she said, I did not even have a fresh manicure. My nails look terrible. So I'm like, good. That means you were really surprised.
And they went on vacation to Utah, right?
They decided to take like a Winnebago trip, which they kind of always wanted to do, which I thought was great. And they took their dog and they started out in LA. They went to like Joshua Tree, St. George. They drove through St. George and they ended up at this beautiful resort in Utah. And he set the scene. And even though they arrived, it was like sunset drinks. She thought it was part of the hotel, you know, pre-dinner thing. So she still wasn't sure. So they got there and then he whispered. And I guess when he said, this is a long time coming, right when he said that, she said she blacked out. Doesn't even remember what he said, but knew that that was it. And that's when he got on the knee. So,
I mean, I'm going to cry.
I know. There's a video too. I'm like, they have to put the video out. That is, we watched that like three times a night. So anyway, so they get engaged, they get engaged. And she said, yes, that was my big joke. I don't know if it was a joke, but I kept saying, I texted her mom. I'm like, what if she says no? Like, what do you think she's going to say? And she was so cute. She goes, oh, she's had her guest list done for a year. Calm down. I think she's going to say which is pretty funny. And then, so we all ended up, we were supposed to surprise him, but that was one surprise that got out. I could care less. But anyway, we all went to LA, her family and our family. And we just gave a little celebration the next night. And that was the best. It was, and they arrived. Everybody's crying. It was so wonderful. It was
it's
so cool.
So beautiful.
I have a daughter finally.
I know you have a beautiful, amazing daughter. You didn't even have to raise her through the teenage years. Like
I have no extra stretch marks from that one.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is,
I know.
It turned out really well for you. Okay, so she was surprised. Was he nervous?
Yes.
Because I think that's one of those things.
We kept fighting too. We fought.
Yeah. So, which is probably because his nerves. Yeah.
Well, and I was stressing him out. He was stressed. And then after I stressed him out, because I was worried about, well, okay, well, we're arriving and we're going to have a little party at the house. We want to prepare, you know, who can I tell? And he's like, you can't tell anyone. I'm like, whoa. Well, then how, anyway, that, so then we got in a big fight about that. It was fine. We got over it. And that was when I could tell he was really stressed and I needed to pull back and just be like, okay, focus on what you're doing. Don't worry about us. We'll figure out the food. And we did. Don't worry. Like, God
and
forbid.
Did he have a whole thing written out of what he wanted to say when he proposed?
No, I think he didn't have like a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Which, you know, he just like came out and said, to be honest, I haven't heard what he said.
Yeah.
She blacked out. So I haven't heard. So I actually would like to, I didn't even ask him exactly what he said. I just know she said yes.
He said yes. That's the only thing that matters.
That's really all that matters. So yeah.
That's exactly right. So they FaceTimed you, right? Right after
that night. Yeah, that night. And I have to say, I have some pictures from the FaceTime with my fat face right there in the corner. And I literally watched the moon rise right behind them while we're talking. I'm like looking at him. It was light. And you see it. I have the series of pictures. I kept sending, and he was showing all around where it happened and what they were wearing. It's so dumb, but you know, you live on every little detail and the flowers and everything. And then right behind him, though, as they're talking, we just saw the moon get higher and higher.
I mean,
it's so cool.
That's so perfect.
Yeah.
Did you tell me that Olivia thought that Christian, she was mad at him because he was being kind of a jerk? Like, which was that?
Oh, yeah. Yes. The whole trip, he was really distracted. And he kept saying, oh, I'm just checking the final four scores. And she was getting more and more mad. And at one point, she just like put her foot down. It's like, he said something like, if we were to get married, would you just have your brothers in the bridal party? And he goes, he had the best, something like, well, I don't even know what a bridal party is. Isn't that what just for you? You're the bride. You would be the bride. Like, what is the bridal? What is a bridal party? And she just was like so frustrated. She couldn't even explain. She's just like, she's like, oh my gosh, this guy's an idiot. Like, that's what she's thinking. And then he gets on his phone. And he really wasn't checking the final four scores, for the record. So
he wasn't too upset that San Diego State didn't. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
All right. I'm glad to know.
Yeah,
there is stress though. It's because you want everything to be perfect, and you've put so much work into it. And I think we've seen it happen a million times where you just want it to go exactly right, and it never goes exactly how you plan it. That's impossible. But if she was surprised and it was captured and it was gorgeous, and then you guys all, so what did you say to her when you first saw her?
Oh my gosh. Right when I saw their faces, I teared up. We've all started crying. I'm just like, oh, from now on, you know, you're part of the family. Well, we got your back no matter what. We love you. I couldn't have asked for a better partner for Christian, et cetera, et cetera. Aww. So it was, it was awesome.
I'm so happy for you.
And then I had to check her sanity. I asked her a few questions to make sure she was there, all with it.
So it was really, she wasn't being held against her will, or wasn't drugged or anything. Yeah, that's,
You're not drugged, this guy? Really. Yeah, you're not, you guys are still.
You know, he can't smile in photos, right?
Yeah, have you seen him try to smile? I was like, I hope this isn't the beginning of a Dateline with the Winnebago going cross country.
Okay, tell me about the ring. Because the ring is so beautiful.
Yeah, it was so beautiful. And she knew what she wanted. She had already, a year before, she had shown people and showed all her friends. Everyone, fantasizes about the ring. So we kind of knew what she wanted. She had actually sent me pictures. We talked about it. Like, we'll sit and talk about it all the time. And so I kept the picture she sent me a long time ago. So we knew what we were walking into, like we were going to get. And I stayed out of the size and the price, any of that. I just said, this is what she wants, this shape with the little side ones, which is a very classic look. And then he worried about size and everything. And we shopped around a little, and it was really fun. It was actually a pretty fun experience. It was emotional. So, I was like, yeah, this, I just told him, I said, this is a very, it's kind of emotional for me. And he was like, suck it up, mom. He had no sympathy right there.
It's like, I don't give a shit if it's emotional for you.
Yeah. He's like, wait, not as I'm writing this check. What?
And I think this is an important point, because there's a lot of parents, when their kids get engaged, it is this beautiful, wonderful moment, but it doesn't come without plenty of emotion for the parents. And I think, the mom in particular. Right. So what were you feeling as you were going through that?
You feel weird because, as much as I love Olivia and I'm gaining a daughter, you're still in a way losing a son. you can't help feel that. And there's a sense of a little bit of a loss, but it's a beautiful thing too. It's exactly what you want. You wouldn't want it any other way. And it's a very normal process and it's amazing. But at the same time, it was a little bit emotional. And the weirdest thing is where we were looking for the rings was the very first job I had. So Ed got drafted by the Giants right out of college, New York Giants out of college. And I worked on 51st in Madison, right when we went to New York, and the place where we were looking at rings was literally a half a block away. I was like, that's the brownstone I worked on.
I love that. Because you just have imagined at that stage in your life that however many years later, you'd be there with your son picking out a ring for,
And along the lines of the first time I met you, we stayed in the same hotel we stayed in for the Heisman. And
did that bring on some stress?
They let us back in because after he lost, he took his second place trophy and threw it against the wall and put a hole in the wall. So no questions asked. They let us back in.
Did you have to go under a pseudonym?
We didn't even think about it. I didn't even know it was the same hotel. I was just oblivious. And I get in, I'm like, this looks familiar and I'm kind of getting anxiety here. Why? When have I stayed here? I'm so confused.
So that was why you were having emotion. It had nothing to do with
nothing to do with the ring or Olivia. That's all easy.
It was just the Heisman. I'm glad you have new memories of that hotel. I didn't even know you got a second place trophy for finishing second in the Heisman. That seems,
Well, we don't have it anymore because he threw against the wall and left it.
And left it there. The smart. Nice. I think that's fair.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I love that. Do you have, let's talk about you.
Let's talk about me and
more. Your dress yet? Like, what are you going to do? Yeah.
Why do you think I'm in Miami starting off the shopping spree? No, I do not have a dress. I haven't even thought about a dress. Oh my gosh. No, are you kidding?
Make sure you wear something white and big, I think is the mother-in-law.
And I'll saunter down the aisle. Hey, I'm here. Yeah. Hey.
That's what I've heard is, customary.
But I have to say, hey, you know what? Olivia has a shared list that they add names to and take names is already a list. They're working on venue. She is so organized, way more organized than I ever am or was or will be. It's impressive. Yeah. It'll be fun. You're on the list, Ashley. Are you going to come?
What
are you going to wear?
I mean, I got to get off this podcast and go meet you in Miami right now.
I don't know. I better hold that over your head so you have to still be nice to me for a little while.
That's fine. I mean, either way, I'm either going to be there in person or as long as you FaceTime me the whole time. I just want to, I genuinely am so, I know I've said it a couple times, but I think one of the most special things that can happen is that you bring someone who you know is good for your child. To be able to, because there's plenty of times when that doesn't happen. Right. And I think parents are going to say, okay, I'm going to love whoever my kid loves and it's their choice. But when you know in your heart, just like you said at the beginning, that it is someone who is so good and they're good for each other. And you see it. And it's the thing for me as my kids are little, the thing that I hope more than anything. Yeah, I hope they have fulfilling careers or whatever it is that they want to do with their lives. But to me, the most important decision you'll ever make is who you marry, and to know that you feel like you got it right is just the biggest blessing. And speaking of which, you and Ed, congratulations, just celebrated your 31st wedding anniversary last week.
April 4th.
Okay. So then what are give me the two most important things to sustaining a marriage for three decades?
Ed! number one, obviously, is to be a sense of humor.
Yes.
We always joke. We're like, if you ever lose a sense of humor, I'm leaving you.
I think that actually is one of the most critical things. I totally agree.
You have to be able to laugh at each other, take it, and laugh at yourself.
Hear yourself.
And laugh at yourself is very important because, hey, nobody's perfect.
You're about as close as it gets, but it's true. Nobody's perfect. So you have to be able to love yourself. Yes.
And I would just say love and respect, unconditional love. Like everyone's going to screw up. Each of us, we're all going to mess up. And we're also coming in from different backgrounds. Like we're all bringing in a whole nother set. Like I was raised different than Ed was raised different. And we're bringing all that in and you're bringing in some dysfunction and some baggage, everybody is. And you have to learn to deal with all that together. And know each other's love language. Do you know what I mean by that? Like,
yes,
that's, I think that's very important. Like you need to, and that, you know, it's nothing that just pops in overnight. It takes time to learn that.
What is Ed's love language?
Just constant sex. I am absolutely kidding. Oh, his,
you guys love, make love. You don't have sex. You make love.
Yeah, we just make love constantly. Just like 24/7. It's,
I know.
So
I'm surprised that you were actually able to pause to do this podcast. That's been amazing that you've had time to add this to your life.
It's so creepy. And I'm 100% joking. That is not it. Oh gosh. What is his love language? Really quick. Yeah. I'm still learning it. It's like taking
31 years later.
You're still learning. Yeah. Still learning.
And it probably evolves.
It absolutely does. It evolves and it changes. And it's good to sit down sometimes and just say, what do I need from you?
Yes.
What do you need from me? Yeah, because that does absolutely change. Actually, we've learned that it's, you have to be vocal about that and express it and say.
Who was it? I think it was Cheryl Bosa who was telling us that, you know, when she and her husband got divorced, that she said, we kind of stopped paying attention. And all of a sudden we're living these like different lives and mm-hmm. still married. And it wasn't anything necessarily dissolved. It was just that we stopped paying attention.
Right.
And it does. It's it's never like a marriage is like, okay, we're in a good place. So now we're good. I'm just going to put that like on the back shelf.
It's something you always need to work on. What about you and Chris? What's your guys' love language?
I would say mine is acts of service. I feel like when Chris does something, you know, whether it's like taking care of something that I don't have to take care of or just anticipating something and doing it, that to me, I didn't realize that was mine, but I think since I became a mom, certainly.
I was just going to say, probably older, since you became a mom too.
Right. That has been, I used to not care about that at all. It was probably quality time, but I think a little bit of everything, quality time is really important. I also think it's interesting to talk about and understand your kids' love language because they're totally different.
Absolutely.
Like Cora is physical touch. Different. She just like a monkey. Like she just can't stop. She just wants to cuddle all the time. Collins could care less about that, but he just wants to like sit and talk about trains and be together. And like his is quality time 100%.
Wow. That's good that you see that.
Yeah. So I do. Yeah. And only because again, I think
And those might change too as they get
older.
Totally. And
because kids need different, everybody needs different things at different stages of their life. What's yours? Gifts?
Just a lot of presents.
No,
I actually love what you said though about the doing the things like
acts of service. Yeah.
100%. Actually, that sounded, at first you said it, I'm like, well, look at you. You're so valiant. Wow. But like dumb little things that like, oh my gosh, I'm exhausted. I don't feel like doing that. Just does it. So
yes.
Yeah.
And you just don't, and it's like the mental load that I think so many women and moms in particular carry around of all the things mm-hmm. that you have to do. And when something is taken care of that, I just,
lighten your load. This is so stupid. I had a little party last week at my house for a friend's birthday. And the day before I was like going to great lengths, doing all these things too. And I finally said, I go, Ed, I do not feel supported from you right now. I am doing everything. And I know you're not even going to be at the party. It's all ladies, but I just don't feel. And he's like, I am sitting here waiting for you to tell me what to do. I will do anything. Just tell me what to do. And I go, I just want you to know
what to do.
Can you just read my freaking mind? And he can't. And then I have to sit back and be like, yeah.
Okay. I feel like that is the perfect example, Lisa, of what happened, because I do the same thing. I'm like, just, I don't want to have to give you directions because that's another thing that I have to do. I just want you to know how to be helpful and do it. But at the same time,
That's not fair to them.
Right. But it is. There's like, just do it. Just do the things that I need help with.
Yeah, just know. How do you not know?
Just get in my brain and know.
Poor guy, he was literally sitting there like, okay, he was doing something that I didn't even tell him, some dumb thing that I like didn't help with the party. And so I'm like, in my head, he's not helping, but he was waiting. And then anytime I asked him, I know I'm such a bitch. I'm an awful, awful person. So.
No, you're not. You're the perfect. No. Communication is also key. And I'm glad that you were able to verbalize that to him and that he verbalized back.
I had to verbalize the fact that I'm a bitch. Yeah.
Can I tell a story and I'll tell us and then we can edit it out if you don't want me to share it, but it's just, I think will be a great closing thought on this new chapter of your and Ed's marriage now that you're about to gain a daughter-in-law. When I was at your house, I don't know, probably back in July, one of the times that I came to see you this past year, and we were sitting around chatting with Ed. Oh, it was during when we recorded the Halloween episodes when I was in town for work. And we were sitting there in your living room and he said something that I think surprised you. It made me tear up, but I think it surprised you at the time when he said, and he just said, I'm ready to be a grandfather. I'm ready for a grandkid. I think it surprised you from what I could see. So what
Ashley, ding, ding. It totally did. I remember being kind of stopped in my tracks going, what?
Yeah.
Really?
You never said that before.
Ever. And that was the first time he said it. And I was like, wow. And I hear what, you know what I love, what I am excited about that chapter is listening to other people that I know that are grandmothers, you know, fresh, new grandmothers. Whatnot. They said it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to them. It goes better than even having their own kids. And they all, and they literally, they're not shy about bragging about their grandkids, and they'll show you pictures. And you know, with your kids, you're like, oh, you don't want to brag, you know, blah, it's too much. But with a grandkid,
kids,
spoil them, do whatever you want, and then give them back.
I know. Yeah. And then when it gets out, you don't have to discipline them. You don't have to do that. You're just there to support them, and your kids appreciate you for helping.
Yes.
And you, the time is so special, and the role of a grandmother and a grandfather in a young person's life is so, I mean, you know it, we've talked about how much our grandparents meant to us. Yeah. So I just love that. And I thought the thought of you guys as grandparents, I mean, I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but like, I will tell you, I had a dream that, and this dream was twofold because I found out basically like right before my mouth shut, just because we were trying to plan some things and you said you were going to LA. So I sort of knew that this was coming a little bit. I had a dream that I somehow accidentally spilled the beans and like ruined the engagement because I told Chris, I told somebody and somehow it came out. And and it was, that was like the most, I woke up in a cold sweat, like, oh my God, I'm just going to stay in my room until he asks her to marry, because I just don't even trust myself with this information.
Trust me. That's how I felt for 3 months, just so you know.
I mean, that is hell.
It was so bad.
I'm so glad you didn't ruin it for him.
Thank you.
But the other dream that I had was, and I will, and I texted you when, as soon as I woke up, I had this dream of you and Olivia and Christian actually got engaged secretly because they had had a baby in my dream. This isn't real. It just, if you're just like now tuning back in, this is a dream. This is Ashley's dream.
Or is it?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Something we're revealing on your mom.
And in my dream, I'm with you the first time that you meet your granddaughter. And it was this beautiful little girl. And I just have this vision of you that, again, it's like, it was a dream. So whatever, but it was so beautiful. And you were holding her and you had this like beautiful white blanket around her and you two were just looking at each other. And it was like, I mean, I woke up feeling so emotional because it was this beautiful moment. And I thought, Lisa's going to have a granddaughter one day. I don't know if it will be from this marriage or another, but like, you're going to have a granddaughter and you are going to love, that little girl is going to be so lucky. I hope you have multiple, but I just woke up and I felt so emotional. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe she already has a granddaughter. And that this is there's so many things have happened.
Well, so, you know what? I just said they actually have a secret kid already. So
they do have a, I knew it.
That is a dream. I'm glad we're manifesting that. That is an absolute dream.
And you deserve that little, cause then you have get all the great parts about a daughter. Yeah. And you don't have to worry about any of the, you know, all the hard stuff.
It would be amazing to see Christian be a dad to a daughter too. I would be so curious to see any of my boys with a daughter, just because it was so unfamiliar to them. You know, we've never raised a daughter.
I know.
A boy household and such a, you know, boy dominant. So it'd be so fun.
Okay. Do you want to tell, should we end with the creepiest story of a wedding of all time?
Oh my God. Okay. This is what I heard from my hairdresser who I love.
So you know that it's true.
Yes, that's so. I know it's true, 100%. It actually is because I read it too. Then on Twitter later. Okay, supposedly, I think she was the makeup artist or the hairdresser was looking for the groom right before the wedding, and was, you know, scouring. It was almost like a castle scenes where they were getting married, or a bunch of rooms wherever it was. And so she's like looking, was running around. She was kind of frantic, like it was the time to reveal the bride and the dress for the photos. So she's running around and opens doors. Nope. And then finally opens a door and looks in, and the groom was breastfeeding his mom.
The mom was breastfeeding the groom.
The groom was nursing on his own. I can't even say it. It doesn't even make sense. The words don't even come out. Like, literally the creepiest thing ever. How creepy.
And the wedding did not happen.
Well, yes, it did. I think I've heard two versions, one that it didn't. And then another version that, they ended up still marrying. So I can't even.
You want to go on the record and say that you are not going to breastfeed Christian before he gets married. No matter how nervous
he is. I tell jokes about that because it's so insane that it's funny. Like, never thinking that really happens in real life. And then supposedly this really did happen in real life. And hey, if you're out there, I would love the backstory on this. We would love to.
If you come in, you have an open invitation.
Yeah.
On your mom. Anytime. If you were at that wedding, or if you were involved in that wedding, or if you were the mom, right. I want to hear her side.
100%. I want to see his side.
I'd like to hear his side. I'd like to hear the bride's side. Yeah, we could do a whole special. But because it's funniest, I have never laughed so hard or known that you were going to be the perfect podcast partner until when we taped our very first episode in LA, when we met up and taped our very first pilot episode. We're driving back and I'm with Annie, who is my dear friend and the producer who helped us get everything together. And you're on the phone and we're on speakerphone and I'm trying to figure out because I'm meeting up with you for dinner that night because I think it was your birthday dinner. And we were doing all these logistics and going back and forth. And you said, well, I just need to go back to the hotel real quick and breastfeed Christian. And you said it in such, and both of us, I mean, I almost drove off the road. We were both laughing for like 10 minutes. And when we hung up, she just looked at me and she's like, I mean, this is like this undiscovered talent that is like, maybe do you think she's serious? That she just has to, maybe that's why Christian's so good.
Is that wrong? Is that right? Should I not have done that? Should I stop? Should I wean off now at this point?
I mean, you wean whenever you want. And that is to say, no matter what happens, because there will be things that go wrong at the wedding. There's never been a perfect wedding. But whatever it will be funny and hilarious and it will be part of the story and it will not involve you breastfeeding Christian. So I think
100%.
Whenever you're worried about something going not perfectly right, just know that
that's
whatever
not,
it is.
Not, that if yeah, all of a sudden the groom's missing, his mom's like, he's not in the back room. We're not breastfeeding, just so you know that. So if we could just make sure that doesn't
happen.
Check
that off the list.
It'll be a good one.
TMZ, that will not be part of the story. Very last thing. I know I've said that 30 times and I always do. You're at your mom's house in Florida. What was her reaction when she found out? Did Christian tell her ahead of time that he was going to propose?
Yes, he did. And I think he did it via text too, because he's a boy and he's a
boys.
Yeah. He's got this amazing grandma and everything. Yeah. And he texts her. So I'm so proud.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
hey, I taught him a couple good things like the, whatever.
So. But communication is.
Yeah. So anyway, I want to make an excuse for him as the mom. I want to be like, oh, but he has no time. He's not this. No, that's an oversight. Yeah.
Okay. So that's the big takeaway. So for anyone who's thinking about, proposing to their girlfriend, or boyfriend, be sure that you don't text your parents and don't text your grandparents if you want to tell them ahead of time.
Tell them in person, yeah, because it's a big deal, especially as a guy. Boys don't realize what a big deal
what
is
a big
for girls.
Is.
And yeah, I'm learning that. That's what I'm learning. And I, one thing I'm proud that I taught my kids, I did teach my kids about periods and all that, and like, and what happens to women. And I have to say, Olivia actually has thanked me for that, because she had a lot of endometriosis issues, and she's actually said, "Oh my gosh, I love that you've taught them, you know, what goes on and how it can be so horrible at times and painful and moods and all that." I tried to be really open about that, knowing that, you know, hey, I'm preparing them one day. Also, I felt like crap half the time. So
I was good to tell them why.
A little shy about it. Yeah, they could tell. But anyway, that's besides the point. What was I saying? I don't even remember.
That is a huge part of it.
I neglected to say how important a wedding is, especially to a girl. Like, not that it's not important to them too, but there is a process. It's very ritualistic, you know. You should keep in touch and realize that, you know, telling people in person is pretty important. So,
it is. Okay. That's good. That's your tip for the day.
That's good advice for other people moving forward, because that I neglected to remind them. I have three others.
You've got three more chances. So, okay. Max, Luke, Dylan, you
listen up,
Ben, put on notice.
People that are
text messages.
Let's calm down.
Good. Well, I'm going to reach out. Congratulations to Susan, who, if you haven't listened to the episode with Susan Colpo, I'll link to it.
Or condolences, because she's getting Christian as another son. Yeah, lucky her. Sorry, Susan.
Good luck with that one, Susan.
Yeah, have fun. I think I win in this one. So.
Everybody wins. Congrats to you, Lisa and Ed. I'm so excited for you guys. And there'll be more. We'll do more as it goes, but I'm so excited we got to dive into this, because it's a special moment. And you'll want, you know what? Even when your grandkids and their kids, they're going to come back to this podcast and listen to this one day about how it all started, how it all came together. All right. I love you. Go enjoy the time with your mom.
Your mom becomes a mother-in-law. That's what we'll title it.
Yeah. Your mother, your mom.
M-I-L. M-I-L is what it's called.
So. M-I-L. Yep. And it's all about you.
100%. I've got that white dress. Yeah.
Get that big white dress, tiara. The music, you get to pick the music, I think.
Uh-huh. I pick everything.
I can't wait to see what cake you get. Yeah. Okay. We'll be back next week with more. We got some great stuff coming your way this spring. Both the month of May and the month of June are going to be really special. So we'll talk
May
about
is our month. Time. We're owning that.
Enjoy your time with your mom.
Thank you very much. I will.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks. Second daughter.
Yes.
Woo. All right. Love you.
Love you.
Peace.